Good afternoon. For KYMN News, I'm Terry Knight on 95 The One and AM 1080. Large numbers of dead carp washing up on the shores of Lake Bilsby near Cannon Falls is not a cause for public concern, says the Minnesota DNR. It's the result of a virus that only affects common carp and koi. After receiving recent reports of dead fish showing up on the lake, staff at the DNR's Lake City Fisheries Office collected samples and sent them to the DNR's pathology lab and to the Minnesota Aquatic Invasive Research Center at the U of M. Both laboratories confirmed that the fish died as a result of being infected with the koi herpes virus, KHV, which only affects common carp and koi, an ornamental member of the carp family kept by some people in aquariums and outdoor ponds. KHV kills carp by damaging their gills and skin. It cannot be transferred to humans or to other animals. The virus has been found in several other lakes in southern Minnesota over the past year, including Jonathan, Washington, Elysian, Tatanka, Gorman, Dora, Sabre, and Cottonwood. The U's Research Center is conducting studies to determine whether the virus might be used as a control method for common carp, which can cause serious damage to aquatic ecosystems. KHV likely found its way into Minnesota waters by the release or escape of ornamental koi or pet goldfish. Releasing ornamental fish into the wild is illegal and can upset the balance of natural systems. Property owners with dead fish on their shoreline can bury them or leave them for other wildlife to consume. The DNR does not collect and remove dead fish. Menards and Dundas has been working on their warehouse expansion and just informed City Administrator John McCarthy.
They plan to do some major interior remodeling, including adding a mezzanine and improving their garden center, pretty substantial investments for just interior.
In other private business news, McCarthy said Mechanical Systems has restarted their work on their office building on County Road 1. Stafford and Cannon Roads construction work will begin this month. The sidewalk project is well underway with Hester Street complete. McCarthy also reports the city's audit was good with no deficiencies. They have no more TIF districts and have a decent cash reserve. And motorists on I-35 near Faribault will encounter single-lane head-to-head traffic, ramp detours, and traffic delays beginning July 9th. Crews will pave approximately 4 miles of southbound 35 between County Road 9 and Highway 21. There will also be ramp work on 21. The full press release is on KYMNradio.net. The $8 million project is expected to last till fall. News from around the state is next.